This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch haba and welcome everyone to our special Wednesday night program. Tonight we are on a little bit of a different venue. So let me explain. Every Wednesday night we have our shir, and our series of shirim on Wednesday evenings is graciously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim Umeshpachta Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shlomo Eliezer Ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim Sneshama She'avin Aliyah Shumel Tzoyshar for their whole family, Abias Gal Tzedek and Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother Rivka Bas Tuvia Nishmasa Teheid Srura B'tzvar HaChaim. And tonight our Wednesday night shir is being hosted by Chazak Live. Tonight I have the great zchus to travel to England, Siyata D'Shmaya. So this is going to be streaming live, and I want to thank Chazak for all of their efforts. Actually, they now have a 36-hour charity campaign to try to register children who are in public school in yeshivas. Whatever you could do to help out, Chazak, Tavay Aleichem, Bracha. And tonight's venue on Chazak Live is sponsored by Chickens for Shabbos, which is an amazing organization dedicated to feeding those who need it most, to agunois, grushois, to families of melamdim. You could go to the Yad Eliezer website, click the icon for agunois, grushois, and melamdim. And whatever you could do to help out your brothers and sisters, the children of Klal Yisrael, then Ribbono Shel Olam should give everyone nachas from their families and their children. So we're continuing a very interesting series. The series is about the great philanthropist, Baal Tzedakah, the great activist of Hatzalas Yisrael, Sir Moses Montefiore, who lived an extraordinarily long life. He lived over 100 years old, which in the 19th century, 18th century, was unheard of. And he was a very tall man, and a man of giant and noble spirit. And in past Shirim, we discussed some of his adventures, traveling to Damascus to try to quiet the blood libels, which he was successful in doing. And today we continue in this subject. We learned what Reb Chaim Falaji wrote about Sir Moses Montefiore in his Sefer Derachav L'Moshe. And let me tell you about one other instance, an amazing instance of his Hatzalas Nefashos. In the 1860s, in 1864, the head of the Reformed Temple in Bucharest, named Julius Barash, was malshin on one of the great all-time rabbanim, Rav Meir Leibish ben Yechiel Michal, the Malbim. Now I'll tell you something. The Malbim is an achroin that some say has the kayach of a rishain. The Brisker say that there are three achroinim that have the kayach of a rishain: the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim Brisker, and the Malbim. And the Chofetz Chaim gives the Malbim as an example of a gadol b'Yisrael that nobody is on his level. I had the zchus to be at the matseva of the Malbim in Babi Yar. Miraculously, on my birthday, I somehow ended up over there. And in 1864, the Malbim always was an antagonist to the Reform movement. And the head of the Reformed Temple in Bucharest was malshin on the Malbim that he was a member of the Prussian Empire, and he was spying on Romania for the benefit of Germany. Moreover, he sent word that the Malbim, in his commentary to Yeshaya, is mocking the Christian religion. And immediately, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Zachar, in the year 1864, Tafresh Chav Dalet, they come to the house of the Malbim, they bang down his door, they tie him up in chains, in tremendous achzorius, and they put him in a criminal jail where they put murderers and the worst criminals, and they establish him for court-martial for being disloyal to the empire. And the psak din immediately was achaz damay lahamos. The Malbim was going to be executed. And the faithful adherents of the Malbim in Bucharest, when they heard about this, they tried to protest, and the police came and they beat the protesters. So some Jews were sent to beg the great Rebbe, the Sadigera Rebbe, who was a great admirer of the Malbim. And when they came to his house, they already found that this great Rebbe, who had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew exactly the predicament of the Malbim, and he was already saying Perek Ayin Hey of Tehillim, V'chol karnei rishoem agadea tereimamna karnei sadik. And the Sadigera Rebbe immediately contacted none other than Sir Moses Montefiore. And Sir Moses Montefiore immediately contacted his people in Moldova, and through his interceding on behalf of the Malbim, Sir Moses Montefiore was able to rescue the Malbim from jail on one condition: the Malbim had to leave the country immediately within 24 hours. And embarrassingly, they put the Malbim on a train with cow manure, and they embarrassed him. But Sir Moses Montefiore was successful in saving the life of the Malbim. Now, this was in the 1860s, and I want to tell you a personal piece of information. My grandfather, Zal Tzadik Livracha, Harav Mordechai Leib Gladstein, his grandfather, whose name was also Harav Mordechai Gladstein, was the Rav in the city of Linshitz, where the Malbim went. And it was in this city the Malbim had some respite, where he wrote many of his Sfarim that he did not have the peace of mind to write elsewhere in the city of Linshitz in the 1860s. Now, one of the great ambitions of Sir Moses Montefiore was to build up Yerushalayim. In fact, he consulted with Reb Shmuel Salant back in the time in the 19th century. If you were to look at the walls of the old city of Jerusalem, you would see just desolation and barren area and really nothing there. And the Jews needed parnasa, they needed livelihood. And Sir Moses Montefiore built the first neighborhood outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, Mishkanos, Hasha'ananim, and also Yamin Moshe. That's the iconic windmill that was built by Sir Moses Montefiore, which actually was not very successful. It did not work for long. It had very particular parts that when it broke, it was very difficult to replace. Be it as it may, a friend of Sir Moses Montefiore once visited him. And in his visit, he asked, "Sir Moses, why is it that you're so fixated on the land of Israel? Why are you so focused, almost to the exclusion of everything else? Why is this so important to you?" And Sir Moses Montefiore said, "You know, actually, I'll tell you the truth. Nobody ever asked me this question before. And I want to give you a personal, I'm going to tell you something very personal." He says, "Look at my ring. On my signet ring, we have the words, Koine HaKoel. God owns everything." Which, by the way, by itself is very moving, that someone of his caliber of wealth, his motto was, nothing belonged to him. God Almighty was Koine HaKoel. That was the motto of the tzaddik, Sir Moses Montefiore. And he said, "Let me explain to you why I have this motto on my ring." He said, "One Motzai Shabbos, me and my wife Judith, it was after Havdalah, and we were singing the Zemer, Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi." By the way, I don't think, I don't know for sure, I don't think he used that particular niggun, but and they were thinking about Eliyahu HaNavi and how wonderful it would be to actually walk the streets and roam the mountains where Eliyahu HaNavi lived in Israel, in the Carmel. And I promised my wife Judith that I would take her to the Holy Land. That night, says Sir Moses Montefiore, I had a dream. And I saw a majestic old man with a flowing white beard. And he appeared to me in the image of none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. And all he did was he pointed toward Israel. And he said, Koine HaKoel! And I woke up. And I went back to sleep. And again, this old man, and the guy is dressing up as Eliyahu HaNavi, he says the words, Koine HaKoel, pointed toward Israel. And then again, another dream, and I had this repeated dream from Eliyahu HaNavi to go to Israel. Koine HaKoel, Koine HaKoel. And that's what I did. As we know, Sir Moses Montefiore risked his life. He went to travel to Israel in the 19th century 7 times. And I want to show you something amazing. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I'm going to show you the actual signet ring of Sir Moses Montefiore. You say, what? Gladstein, how do you have his ring? Well, I don't have the actual artifact, but my dear friend, Rabbi Moshe Bamberger, in one of his wonderful works called Great Jewish Treasures, he has an entry on Sir Moses Montefiore, and amazingly, the entry on Sir Moses Montefiore is his death certificate, which is pretty amazing, because with all that wealth and all that prestige, when somebody leaves this world, doesn't take anything with him. But besides that, there's the seal of Sir Moses Montefiore, and as we mentioned, the inscription that he wore on his ring was none other than V'koinei HaKoel. Interestingly, when Sir Moses Montefiore met Rav Hillel of Shklov was the founder of the first Jewish settlement, Ashkenazic settlement in Yerushalayim. He was the Rosh Av Beis Din and the Nasi of the Prushim in Yerushalayim. Rav Hillel told him that his name is alluded to in the Pasuk, Ura'ei B'tuv Yerushalayim. B'tuv Yerushalayim is Gematria, Moshe ben Yosef Eliyahu. That was his name, Moshe ben Yosef Eliyahu. And this Rav Hillel told Sir Moses Montefiore was teaching him two lessons. Number one, that he should always act on behalf of the welfare of Yerushalayim. He should always act to do good to Yerushalayim, to be mativ to Yerushalayim. And secondly, he should always endeavor and strive to see the goodness of Yerushalayim. Now, on one occasion, when Sir Moses Montefiore was in Jerusalem, he did something that reports are nobody had ever done something like this since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And there's actually some debate whether in the Torah journal, Shomer Tzion HaNe'eman, there is a report about other Jews who did this as well, but Sir Moses Montefiore did something that we today maintain that it is prohibited and we're not allowed to do. He actually went up to the Har HaBayis. He went to the Temple Mount. Here, the most prestigious and notable Jew in the Jewish nation went up to the Har HaBayis. And the reason no one did that, it was illegal. The Arabs in Jerusalem never allowed anyone to go up there. It was considered sacrilegious for anybody to be allowed to go up there other than from their people. And Sir Moses Montefiore, he in fact traveled up to the Temple Mount and walked there. And this was something that really raised the ire of the Chachamim, and they were very angry at him. They actually warned him not to go. And in fact, the story goes that Reb Shmuel Salant reprimanded Sir Moses Montefiore vehemently because he told him, most Poskim say that it's an Isser Kares to go up there. In fact, the son of the Nesivos HaMishpat, Rabbi Yosef Moshe of Lisa, the son of the Baal Nesivos Chavos Das, he took a shofar and he blew it b'chutzos Yerushalayim and he put Sir Moses Montefiore in Cherem. And the aftermath was that Sir Moses Montefiore came together with his Rav to Rav Shmuel Salant and to the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and he excused himself. He says he didn't know that you're not allowed to go. He thought it was illegal to go. He thought the Arabs don't let us go, and therefore no Jews are allowed to go. But because of his power, he was able to pay off enough people, and they allowed him to go. But he didn't realize that halachically it is prohibited. He thought that the Ravid is of the opinion in contradistinction to the Rambam, that there is no Isser Karis to go to the Har Habayis today. And there seemed to have been a custom quoted by the Meiri that the minhag was to be lenient based on the Ravid. And he didn't know that the Chachmei Yisrael had paskin like the Rambam. And Rav Shmuel of Salant told him that he should not worry and don't pay attention to the cheirim of Rabbi Yosef Moshe of Lisa. His cheirim is no more than there's an expression, charamoy shel yam, standing for Yosef Moshe. We don't value his cheirim. He was a kanoi. And this is actually quoted in Shas Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelak Yud, Simon Aleph, Ois, Beis, but Rav Shmuel of Salant did reprimand Moses Montefiore. And when Montefiore came to him, Montefiore broke down crying. He said, I didn't know it was an Isser D'oraisa. I thought it was only the Arabs who don't let us go. And Rav Shmuel Salant and Rav Meir Auerbach, they had to quiet the Prushim down because the Prushim wanted to join the bandwagon of Rav Yosef Moshe of Lisa's Cherem against Moses Montefiore. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef, in the Shal Sechus, Yabi Oimer Chelek Hei Simen Chav Zayin, he refers to this episode where Moses Montefiore was put in Cherem, and he calls Moses Montefiore the Sar, the Tzaddik, the Rav Pa'olim. Now, says Rav Avadya Yosef, when the rabbis took off the cherem from Moses Montefiore, they were in no way endorsing what he did. No, they still maintained he was wrong for going. Their kavanah was not that it was okay for him to go. No, we paskin like the Rambam, the Rosh and Rav Poiskim. But what they were saying is that he's not chayiv to be in cherem. Why? So Rav Avadya goes through a number of possibilities. Be'arichos, kedarkoi, ba'koidesh, number one, because Moses Montefiore was a shoigeg, he didn't know. And when someone violates an avera b'shoigeg, then we can remove their cherem. And Rav Avadya brings many rayos. Even though he brings from a Sanhedrin, Chavvav Amabez, that we will sometimes put someone in cherem if they violate an avera b'shoigeg, that's a shoigeg, which is not a complete shoigeg. It has an element of meza to it. Secondly, says Rav Avadya, we find in Psachim, Nod Gimel Amad Beis, that they did not put toidois from Rome in Cherem because he financed Tamidei Chachamim. So from here we see that if somebody is needed and someone supports the Jewish people, we are willing to be more lenient in terms of not putting them in cherem. Certainly, says Rav Avadya, Moses Montefiore was an Adam Chashev Ma'oid, and he saved Klal Yisrael on countless occasions. And if you want to see his greatness, look in Drashas Hagoyin, Rishon Lezion, Rav Rafal Meir Fanizel, and the Sefer Lev Marpe. Upon Moses Montefiore's 100th birthday. And so therefore, that's another reason why we would be lenient regarding his cherem. And finally, in a third reason, is that even though we paskin, you're not allowed to go to the Har Habayis, there is a shita of the Ravid that you're allowed to go. And even though that shita is not accepted lahalacha, nevertheless, in deference to the Ravid, we can take him out of the cherem, even though Rav Avadya does not like that last answer, and he prefers to say that the reason why the cherem was not effective is because Sir Moses Montefiore was a shoigeg. But Rav Avadya says he remembers that in his youth he heard that Sir Moses Montefiore never went on to the Har Habayis. He was carried in a box, and even though the floor of the Har Habayis protrudes Kedusha all the way down to the ground, down to the Tahaim, but the airspace loy neskadesh, and therefore he never did anything wrong in the first place, and he did not deserve to be in Cherem. Legend has it that the next Shabbos, Moses Montefiore got an aliyah, and he made a mishaberech for all the Rabbanim who tried and wanted to put him in Cherem, and this is just a demonstration on his midos toivos and his Ruach Nadiva and his admirable character, that he did not bear a grudge and he acted for the benefit of the Jewish people, and he was not trying to stir controversy. Now, I have over here a story from the Sefer Keser Shem Tov, where he brings incredible practice of Moses Montefiore. I want to thank my friend Daniel Weinstein for sending this to me. And that is, Moses Montefiore had a custom. He had a little book in his right pocket. He would take out sometimes and record some information, and he had a book in his left pocket. And when asked, what is it that he's recording, he would say, when he does a mitzvah, when he does a good deed, an act of charity, he records it in the book in his right side. When he accidentally does an avera, or he says something improper, he records it on his left side. And in the last month of the year, just like businessmen, in December, they take an inventory of their business, of their stock, of their finances, to see whether they're in the green or they're in the red. I likewise do that in the last month of the year, in the month of Elul. If I see that there's more information written in the book on the right side than the book on the left side, then I'm happy and I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will write me in the Sefer HaChaim. What an incredible practice. This was a man who his entire life, he made Cheshvan HaNefesh. He lived with Cheshvan HaNefesh. And there's no wonder that he lived to be La'arichas Yamim V'shanim. Now, there is a very interesting discussion in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, and this is something we spoke about in the past at length, and we went through this Igros Moshe. Likewise, we spoke at length about the episode of Moses Montefiore going to the Har HaBayis, but this tshuva was written to Rav Moshe in 1978, when there were people who wanted to move the bones of Sir Moses Montefiore and his wife Judith from Ramsgate to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Moshe was asked his opinion, and he said it's aser. Firstly, you're not allowed to exhume bones and move them. It's an iser of Nivul Hames. Now, you might say, well, if you're moving them to Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to. So firstly, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's pashut. That's only if the children want to move the bones of a parent, but not the Jewish people can't just move people's bones for their benefit, even if they're doing it for the benefit of the mace. And one of the reasons is, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that it would be considered being mevaze the Chachmei Yisrael to move the bones of Sir Moses Montefiore. Why are you moving his bones? Why are you only worried about Sir Moses Montefiore? Why not the Chassam Sofer? Why not Rabbi Kiva Eger? Why not the Maharal Meir Rotenberg? Why not the Or Zarua? What about all the Rishonim and Achronim, Ashkenazim and Sfardim? Because as great as Moses Montefiore was, the Chachmei Yisrael are Adifi Mehasar Ve'ishtai. There are Rabbi Seinu, whether Goine Ashkenaz or Goine Sfard, and to leave all the great rabbis laying in Europe and to Dafka remove Sir Moses Montefiore, it is Osir. It is a bezayon for all the great rabbis of the Jewish people. That despite all the Herculean efforts of Sir Moses Montefiore, and we're indebted to him, and we love him, and we admire him, but even greater is our love for the Chachmei Yisrael, and to move him and to leave the Rabbanim behind, that is not correct. So I believe this is also a very important hashkafa, just to have a recognition and understanding where the great people in Klal Yisrael rank, that yes, people who saved lives and people who benefited us are worthy of our greatest admiration. Nevertheless, the highest level in the totem pole of the Jewish people are the Ga'oinei v'chachmei hadoros. Now, Moses Montefiore once had some type of debate with a priest who was saying, you know, why should the Jewish people have the same rights as the Christians in England? In fact, the Jewish people, when they die, they're buried in shrouds, they're buried in shmatas, we're buried dignified, we're buried in a tuxedo, and we take our fancy cane with us and some of our objects with us. And Sir Moses Montefiore said, look, when someone goes on a very faraway trip and they're never going to return? Yeah, they bring their best clothing with them and all their best valuables because they're never coming back. But if someone's just going away for the night, all they need is a pair of pajamas. Well, they don't need to bring their silver candelabra with them. It's just a schlep for no reason. Says Sir Moses Montefiore, you guys, when you die, that's the end of you. You ain't coming back. So you better bring everything with you because you'll never come back to retrieve it. But we, Klal Yisrael, B'nei Kel Chai, we're coming right back. It's not a long time. Go up to Shamayim and then Tchias HaMesim. So we don't need to bring our stuff with us. We put on our pajamas because we're coming right back. And we come back better than ever. So if anything, our rights should be on an even higher pedestal. Rabbi Beryl Wein, in his entry to Sir Moses Montefiore, brings a famous legend that it is said in the basement of his palatial home, he kept a coffin, and every night before he'd go to sleep, he'd put on his shrouds and lie in them for a while, and he said this was a good practice to help him eliminate arrogance. Now, we don't know whether this legend is true or not, but it definitely characterizes how he was regarded and what type of person Klal Yisrael maintains him as. And now we understand somebody who lived every moment with Cheshbon HaNefesh, thinking about Olam Haba, thinking about taking his eternal packages with him. Like the Rush writes in the Archas Chaim and the Rush in Ois Lamed Beis, there are two things one always has to think about. The Yom HaMisa, the day of death, and to bring always, to always be preparing eternal suitcases. Now I want to read to you from the personal diary of Sir Moses Montefiore and Judith Cohen Montefiore about how his last moments in this world were spent, what they looked like, and again, this will give us a very clear picture of what kind of individual this was. This is on page 340 in the diaries of Sir Moses and Lady Montefiore. Day after day, whenever I saw him, he would say, "Have I anything more to do? If so, let me do it. If there is any check to be written for charitable purposes, tell me and I will sign it the moment I am able." That's what he thought about in his last days. What more could he do for the Jewish people? What more charity could he give? On being assured that I would not hesitate to remind him, but that up to the present, he had discharged all his self-imposed obligations in connection with the benevolent institutions, he raised his hand saying, "Thank God for having enabled me to do so." Relatives and friends now arrived. The gentlemen of the college, the ministers of the synagogues and several members of the congregation were in the room. All his faithful attendants entered to take leave of their good master. Mr. Joseph Sebag Montefiore, Mrs. Guadala, Mr. Guadala, and the writer were also at his bedside. We recited part of the daily morning service. Eloi Kai, my God. Neshama shenasata bi tahirei. The soul that you placed in me is pure. Atavarasa. Ata yatzarta, ata nafachta bi. You created it, you formed it, you breathed it into me. V'ata mishamra bekirbi, you preserve it within me. V'ata asid litla mimeni. And you are destined to take it from me. Ula hachazira bi la'asid lavay, and return it to me in the future. Kol zman shaha neshama bekirbi, so long as my soul is within me. I thank you, Almighty, my God, and the God of my forefathers. Ribon kol hamasim, Master of all creations. Adon kol hanishamois, Lord of the souls. And then we said the following with Sir Moses Montefiore. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. His soul left, saying the word Echad. With the last word, his soul took flight to heaven. The heart which beats so warmly for all that is good and noble had stopped forever. Serene calmness, peace, heavenly peace lay upon his countenance, lit up by the glorious sunset of a life illuminated by the love of God. We all responded, Hashem Nosan Vashem Lakach Yehi Shem Adonai Mevoirach Me'atav Yad Olam. All present tore their garments and they said, praised be the name of Him who is a righteous judge. This was the life of Sir Moses Montefiore. As we said, his name is Gematria Ure'ei Betuv Yerushalayim. Tuv Yerushalayim, Gematria Moshe ben Yosef Eliyahu. A man who saved the Jews of Damascus, Morocco, saved Gedolei Yisrael like the Malbim, built up Eretz Yisrael, Yemin Moshe, Mishkanos Hashananim. He built Kever Rachel. Kever Rachel was built by Moses Montefiore. Who can describe his greatness in just a few shiurim? He was so admired by Gedolei Yisrael that Rabbi Chaim Falaji wrote an entire sefer about him. So we are forever indebted to this great benefactor of the Jewish people, and his life continues to serve as an inspiration that we make use of the time the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us here on this world. Kozman Shehanoshama Bekirbi Maida Ani Lefanecha. I want to thank the Zakheim family for sponsoring the Wednesday night series of Shiurim, and we thank Chazak for hosting tonight's venue, streaming live on Chazak. Whatever you could do to help them out, Tavay Aleichem Bracha. And of course, this particular event is sponsored by Chickens for Shabbos. Please go to the Ad Eliezer website, and there's a special icon for Agunos, Grushos, and Melamdim. And that's what our life is. Whatever we could do to help our brothers and sisters, that is what we take with us forever and ever. Thank you so much for listening. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha and be'ezus Hashem. This coming Sunday, we look forward to having this chus to be in Ramsgate at the kever of Sir Moses Montefiore. And may all our tefillos be neskabel. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.